Senior citizen Patty Francis of Parma, like a few hundred other party faithful, spent her Sunday afternoon at the Cuyahoga County Republican Party's annual picnic. She found it to be a beautiful day, referring not just to the sunshine and cooler weather, but also to the news that came out of the Romney for President campaign. She's heard of Paul Ryan and his proposals to scale back entitlement programs that benefit her, but she's not bothered by it.
I realized, even though I am a senior, that things have to change for Medicare and Social Security to survive for our kids and our grandkids. And I am excited about the changes that he has proposed, at least the ones that I know about. And he's a policy wonk, but he's a friendly one.
Ryan's personal charisma is a winning force for this crowd, but it's his focus on fiscal issues that gets the most attention. Dan Monroe of Brunswick thinks Romney made a good call in picking Ryan as his running mate, although he does have one concern that Ryan's conservatism could pull some middle-of-the-road voters to the Democratic side.
I'm not ultra-conservative, but I think we need some conservative fiscal policies put in place. He's put forth some budget proposals that the current Congress has not acted on, and hopefully we can turn that around and start lowering our deficit and getting some fiscal responsibility.
Jim Trakas, a former chairman of the Cuyahoga Republicans, likewise is enthusiastic about Ryan's joining the ticket. And he's unfazed that Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who for weeks was thought to be on Romney's short list of possible running mates, was passed over.
Obviously, as an Ohioan, it would have been nice to have Rob Portman, our senator, on there. But Ryan brings a new dynamic. I think he's a younger face. He's Roman Catholic, and I think traditional Catholics would appreciate his presence on the ticket. He's an ethnic guy from a state like Ohio, so I think he'll connect with Ohio voters very well.
University of Akron political science professor John Green echoes what many political pundits are saying, that Ryan's addition to the ticket sharpens the debate that will play out between now and November 6th.
I think what Congressman Ryan does on the ticket is to allow the Republicans to present a very crisp alternative to President Obama's perspective. It may persuade a lot of people in Ohio. It's unclear right now, though, if it will persuade a majority.
Green agrees with Trakas that Ryan's religious and social positions will likely benefit Romney among people of faith and may even persuade some Catholic voters who see attractive qualities in both Democratic and Republican philosophies to vote for Romney over President Obama. Democrats see opportunity, too, in the Ryan choice, and they're seizing on the stark economic contrast that Ryan brings to the race. Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur points out Ryan's well-known affinity for Ayn Rand novels that celebrate capitalism and individualism above all.
There is a real distinction here. He believes that the middle class should pay more in taxes, while those who earn millions and billions should get $250,000 more in tax refunds. He's really for the 1%.
Ryan frames the contrast with Democrats differently. For him, the choice is about saving everyone from a landslide of deficit spending and debt. Prepare for his proposals to be parsed, dissected, and intensely debated in the coming weeks in Ohio and across the country. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.